This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, broadcasting live. 1757 Golf Course out in Ashburn, VA. We're out here for the Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament. Great cause. Check out more information at purpleheartfoundation.org. Excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline here and welcome in our friend Mr. Mark Zuckerman from Masson Sports. Zuck, how are you, dude?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good, man.
I mean, it's got to be going a lot better for you. I mean, the Nats got hot all of a sudden. A really good West Coast trip. Saw the bats absolutely come alive. Get us up to speed with the Nats returning tonight with a big-time homestand starting with the Cubs.
Well, I'm sure you guys were up till 1 a.m. every night watching them on the West Coast, so you know everything.
Yeah, we were.
I watched a couple of the first innings, and I watched highlights the next morning.
Yeah, well, you're the excuse for that, JP. And I mean, honestly, the other night, the first inning was all you need to see because they scored 10 runs.
Right.
It was a historic first inning. They did not make an out until 11 batters had reached the plate, and that matched the modern MLB record. It was remarkable. They scored 9 runs in 4 straight games, and all of a sudden this lineup that, you know, on certain nights just doesn't look like it can do anything, it could do no wrong. And it was a really impressive thing to see. They were getting it not just from James Wood, you know, and the usual suspects, but you're getting it from these kids, Robert Hassel III, Dalen Lyle. You were seeing Josh Bell, who had been awful, and he would be the first to admit that, over the first 6 weeks of the season, got red hot all of a sudden. He thinks he figured something out with his swing. So it was a lot of fun, and to see them not just win, but beating good teams. The Mariners were in first place in the AL West, and I know the Diamondbacks are kind of struggling right now, but that's a team that's at least supposed to be good. So they've won 10 of 14 and faced some pretty good competition along the way.
How is where do we think Hassel fits? Because like you said, he's had some big hits. He's only been up in the bigs now probably less than 2 weeks, I think. There's obviously, you know, Cruz is a huge part of the long-term future, but Hassel's kind of forcing his way into this thing.
Yeah, and look, let's not like paint this guy to be some nobody who came out of
right.
nowhere. This was
totally,
one of the key players from the Soto trade. So it took him a little longer to get here. He had some injuries and you know, some slow starts to some seasons in the minors. But he's a legit hitting prospect, especially. And what we've seen so far, and you know, as you said, it's only been 2 weeks, but he's got a really advanced approach at the plate. He had some incredible bats. There was like 10 pitch at bat, fouling stuff off, two outs, two strikes, and pokes a two-run single to left field. That kind of stuff that tells you that he looks like he's ready for this. I don't think he needs more time in the minor league. So, you know, they're going to have a decision first with Jacob Young, who's starting a rehab assignment tonight in Harrisburg. So he may be ready by the end of the week. I think you do that, you can still have Hassel in the lineup for now and put, you know, Young in center field, and then maybe Dalen Lyle goes back to AAA, where even though he's looked good so far, He's very young. He barely had played at AAA. It's okay to get him some experience there. I think the real question, as you point out, is when Dylan Cruz comes back. Now, it could be a while. He has an oblique strain, so they can slow play that. There's no reason to force that issue. If and when he's ready to come back, then you got to decide what to do. But I really do believe they believe that Dylan Cruz is a huge part of the future here. He was showing signs of coming around before he got hurt. I think the guy who's probably in trouble is Jacob Young, who, as we know, is an elite Gold Glove caliber defensive outfielder, but has not yet shown, you know, offensively what he can do on a consistent basis. So if Hassel keeps it up, I think he keeps himself in the lineup. And Jacob Young, you know, eventually, whenever Dylan Cruz comes back, looks more like a fourth outfielder to me at that point.
How far are they off now? Because you're starting to see certain pieces pop up, but you know they have to get a little bit more. How far off now do you think they are from competing on a regular basis?
Yeah, this is the question, B. Mitch. This is what everybody's trying to figure out. There are nights, like I said, when this offense looks totally legitimate, and then there are also nights when it still looks lost. I mean, they did nothing in Sunday's game at Arizona. The same thing they did in the first game of the road trip in Seattle. They scored one run in each of those games and then scored nine or more in every other game. So you need more consistency there for sure. There is another big-name prospect that we're going to see at some point this summer, and that's Brady House, who should take over at third base. That helps lengthen the lineup and give them really, you know, legit prospects all over the place. The bullpen has been stabilized. It was ugly there for a while, but over the last, I think it's 18 games, the bullpen has a 3.4 ERA, so that's been perfectly fine. The rotation, we know Mackenzie Gore has been great, probably an all-star. Jake Irvin has been pretty good. They need the others to step up a little bit. There's not a whole lot of help coming from the minor leagues in that regard, other than maybe Cape Cavalli here at some point. So I think it's just about consistency. Like, we see they can beat good teams. They just need to show that day in and day out they can play at that level and get over that 500 hump. You know, they've teased with it the last few years where they have these moments. They get to two under, one under. Get over that hump. Right now they're three under. Get over that hump. All of a sudden you're in the conversation for a wild card race, and I think it's a very different summer around here.
For sure. Friend Mark Zuckerman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Zuck, with this Cubs series coming in, this should be big crowds. I would think this is a pretty big series for the Nats to both kind of remind fans to come out and we're competing with the best. Also, you know there's going to be a ton of Cubs fans. Any expectations for the team to really feel like, okay, this is an opportunity for us. I mean, hell, if they get a sweep, they could get it back to 500. But even if they're able to win a series and just play good baseball, this one just feels like a real opportunity to build some momentum coming off that West Coast trip.
Yeah, I agree. As great as that trip was, sometimes it's tough when it happens on the road and late at night because, as you said, it's hard for everyone to stay up and really feel in touch with it. And so you hope that people have caught on to this. And that we're now going to see that, you know, attendance-wise and ratings-wise and all that. And the Cubs always draw, whether they're good or bad, but they are very good right now. They've kind of completed their own rebuild that started around the same time as the Nats rebuild in 2021. And they're in first place now in the NL Central. And so that makes it a big series. And you want to show well. Hopefully you do get big crowds and you start convincing people around here that, hey, this is a team to be following again, that I know it's been a long climb to get back to this point, and they're not there yet, as we just pointed out, but there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about where it's headed. And I think for the players, especially the young guys who haven't been around here, maybe haven't played in front of 35, 40,000 fans hardly ever, I think that'd be a big deal for them to experience what that's like.
And the Cubs obviously have some stud pitchers. What are the matchups? Do they get to miss the Japanese dude? Will they face him? Is it up in the air?
I believe he is not on schedule for this series. I didn't see the full matchup because they hadn't announced it the other day, but I don't think they're going to see Imanaga. But, you know, they've got a lot of good young talent as well, as I said, and it's a good matchup for them. And you know, a team that it did strike me. I thought about this the other day. You go back to the trade deadline at 2021. That's when the teardown started. Scherzer, Turner, there were like seven deals in 24 hours. The Cubs were in town that night, And that's also when they started their own tear down. Bryant, Rizzo, all the guys from their World Series team in 2016. And so I just remember that night, there was like a huge crowd on hand and a bunch of players that nobody had ever heard of. And here we are, you know, not quite 4 years later. The Cubs are ahead of the Nats in terms of where they've gotten in their rebuild. But you look at the two rosters, you could argue there's more young talent on the Nationals that just maybe not have the depth. And so I think it's a good measuring stick for them to show, okay, hey, we're ready to kind of take that next step too and finish this thing off that we started together at the same time almost 4 years ago.
Dude, Zuck, I just pulled this up. So my guess is Shoto's going to pitch, what would that be, Thursday for them against Skubal, Cubs-Tigers. I mean, that's a heavyweight
matchup. That's a huge matchup, yeah, yeah.
But looking tomorrow night, the Cubs are sending Boyd to the bump to go against Mackenzie Gore. I mean, that is two stud pitchers, right? I mean, that if you're trying to get to a game in this series, that's pretty damn juicy.
Yeah, I mean, any Mackenzie Gore start right now is must-see TV or in person. He leads the league in strikeouts. His good starts have been great starts. And what I love, he had his last one in Seattle. He dominated most of the night. He finally gets into some trouble in the sixth inning, and he's got the bases loaded. And you're at that point where you know, okay, this is kind of it, make or break, and the bullpen's up and rolling. And he battled his way through it, and he did it with strikeouts. He struck out three batters in that inning, including Randy Arozarena on his last pitch of the game. And you saw some emotion from Gore as he came off the mound. He threw him three straight fastballs to put him away. It reminded me, I'm not saying he's there yet, but it reminded me of Max Scherzer in terms of, I know this is the end of the line for me. I'm going to empty the tank here. My fastball is better than anything you've got, so I'm just going to throw it and blow you away, and then I'm going to let out that emotion as I come off the mound, knowing that my night is done. It's been cool to see him take that step up. He wants to be the ace of this team, and he's really pitching like it.
Are you starting to see those young guys? I mean, you got a lot of young guys that are playing very well. Start to see that togetherness coming with them?
Yeah, and I think the winning part helps, of course, that gets guys together. But it's a close-knit group, and it's funny. Every time they call someone up from the minors, they step into the clubhouse, and, you know, in the past it might be you walk in and you don't know anybody. They already know each other because they've all come up through the system together, or they were together at AA or AAA in the last year or two. So there is a camaraderie there for sure, and it's nice to see that all coming together. And, you know, let's also be honest, like, while they had this talent in the minor league, they weren't necessarily winning at the minor league level. Rochester, their AAA team, has an awful record, and it's mostly because of the pitching depth they don't have. So I think for a lot of them to come up here, be with guys that they've known and grown up with, and now starting to have some success, that's a big team-building, character-building kind of exercise for them. And, you know, they're enjoying it. And I love what Nathaniel Lowe, who's one of the only veterans around at this point, he said the other night after they clinched the winning month of May, it's only their second winning month they've had since the rebuild began. And he said, we should get used to this. You know, this should be the expectation now around here. This is a guy who won a World Series in Texas a few years ago. I think for these young guys, they want to believe that this is who they are now.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You give Mark a follow at Mark Zuckerman, Z-U-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. You can check out all his work at massinsports.com or the Nats Chat podcast. Zuck, you had an article after the long West Coast road trip kind of explaining what got them to their best winning month. And I'm kind of saving the best for last, so eventually I'm going to ask you about James Wood. But in your article, you kind of talked about a remade bullpen, which we touched on, but really the hitting that came from, like, the bottom half of the lineup, guys we hadn't been expecting to see hit.
Right, and I think that's been key. We know James Wood's been there all along. C.J. Abrams had been there. It's kind of interesting that in spite of the team's hot streak here, C.J. went cold over the last week plus. So what's the difference? It's been what they get from the bottom half of the lineup. There were nights when you look at they're starting like 6 through 9 hitters and saying to yourself, oh boy, this doesn't look very promising. And what they've done here lately is Josh Bell, who revamped his swing in the middle of the season, and it's working. And we've seen in the past that when he gets hot, he can go on a tear for 6-8 weeks at a time. So that was huge. Hassel and Lyle, the two kids filling in for Cruz and Young, have made a big difference there as well. Jose Tena, who doesn't get a lot of attention because he's not really the long-term answer at third. We're all just waiting for Brady House. But he's done a pretty good job there filling in as the guy until that happens. Cabert Ruiz, who was moved down the lineup, was starting to produce. So that makes a difference. When you have not just 1 through 4, 1 through 5, but when you have 1 through 9 that can produce, that's how you get those 10-run rallies like they had the other night where it took everybody contributing to it, and it's not like, okay, well, we got something going here, but then you hit the bottom of the lineup and you just know that's the end of the inning. No, they're able to sustain some stuff here, and I think that was a key reason that they did so well over the last few weeks.
All right, now the fun stuff, the really fun stuff. The numbers that are starting to come in for James Wood. Last week, B and I did a segment where we just read crazy James Wood stats.
Yep.
We read one of yours, in fact, kind of your projection or his current numbers he's on pace for. I think you tweeted that out last week. You don't want to get too caught up in young baseball players' projections, but like it's hard not to look at his size and shape and patience and speed. The speed at his size is really outrageous to me, and just start to think what this is, where it might get to. Where do you think is the appropriate way to start discussing James Wood with how impressive he's been? I mean, the numbers are superstar status projections.
Yeah, they are, and that's the thing. You're talking about a guy, and you're right that like these paces can change along the way, and it's, you know, I put that stuff out there when he's on a tear at the plate, so that's going to maybe inflate the numbers a little bit. But still, you're talking about a guy who a third of the way through the season is like threatening 40-plus homers, 110 to 120 RBIs, 25 stolen bases. I mean, that's an MVP-caliber season. Now, the guy, Mr. Ohtani in L.A. might, you know, prevent anybody else from ever winning it again.
Right.
So it may not matter, but you got to remember that James Wood is doing this at 22. And really, if you look at in the history of the game, the kind of players who've had those kind of seasons so young, in almost every instance, you're talking about like all-time greats. You're talking about Mickey Mantle and Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, for that matter. And there's a few blips in there, guys who maybe started off great and never realized their full potential either because they got hurt or it just didn't work out for them. But in a lot of cases, the majority of those cases, if you're this good at that young of an age, you end up being one of the all-time greats in the sport. And so it's a lot to put on James Wood's shoulders. But you know what? He's got some pretty broad shoulders, and I think he can handle it.
Mm-hmm. He's a big fella.
He's a bad dude.
He really is. Do you think there's a chance they get three All-Stars?
I think they have three deserving All-Stars at the moment, yeah. Now, CJ has cooled off, so maybe that's going to hurt his case somewhat. But, I mean, James Wood has got to be a lock right now. And I'll be to me, the real question is going to be, the real question to me is going to be, you know, do they ask and does he accept to be in the Home Run Derby? And there are reasons for and against that, that we'll get to in the next month. Gore, clearly you're leading the league in strikeouts and you got an ERA in the low threes. I think he deserves to be there as well. If Abrams can kind of get back on track in the next couple weeks, I think that puts him in the conversation as well, even though shortstop's a very good position. Now, you know, losing teams don't generally get three All-Stars, so there may be some of that comes into play. But I think they're all certainly deserving of it. And who knows between now and then what else might develop. I mean, Jake Irvin has been on a pretty good odd streak and could make a case for himself. Kyle Finnegan, after missing a little bit of time, is kind of up to his old tricks again and has been pretty solid and, you know, among the league leader in saves. So it's an interesting conversation that we haven't had around here in a while, that we're not just talking about one or two, but maybe three or more All-Stars for this team.
Are you... You've been through the ups and downs here, dude. I know for me, covering the Burgundy and Gold for a long time, it's always the job is more fun when they're winning. Has it been a little more fun for you getting to watch this young talent really starting to emerge?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was a tough thing personally to have to watch them tear the whole thing down.
I bet.
Not just because of what it meant in the immediate, but you in the back of your mind realize it's going to be a while till this team is relevant and good again. So to see it start back to that point, you have to remind yourself that, again, they're not there yet. And there are steps that they need to take at every level of the organization, by the way. If they're actually going to get this thing to where they need to be and be a legit contender, it's going to require steps taken on the field, in the manager and coaches' offices, in the front office, at the ownership level, to get this thing up to that level again. But really, for the first time in a long time, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And what they've done so far, I know it's taken a while, it's been frustrating to a lot of people, but it is rewarding to see it starting to come together like this and have that idea that, okay, maybe this is that next group of great players that comes together and goes on a run that can be sustained the way that, you know, the Harper and Worth and Zim and Strasburg and Scherzer teams were, a decade ago.
You know, one thing our friend Barstool Nate said earlier today is, like, it is kind of crazy for an organization and what James Wood looks to be, to have this run of, like, young star after young star after, I mean, to go Harper to Soto to Wood, and that's not even including Rendon and Turner and the great pitching, but just to have players like that is pretty damn incredible.
We have been incredibly spoiled here, and I hope people don't take that for granted. This is not normal to have that kind of elite young talent to come through here. It's both a reason to be frustrated because you think about all the guys that got away, of course.
Right.
But it's also a reason to be encouraged that they have been able to turn it over and start over again and potentially have another group that could rival that one.
Yeah, for sure. Mark, thank you for the time as always.
Appreciate
buddy.
You, Mark.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, that's our friend Mark Zuckerman, Massive Sports. Absolutely one of the best. He's been covering the Nats. I mean, when I think of Nats coverage, I think of Zuck. Like, that's how it goes for me,
totally.
Man. When we return, fresh numbers out of New Orleans. What does a Super Bowl do for the host city? I'm going to share that with you when we return. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.